The bridge across the River Elk. Where the existing bridge is, there was a wooden one before. It was closer to the lake. The remains of some pillars can still be seen from a boat. It was called Powoli Brücke, derived from Polish Jedź Powoli, go slowly. Such warning did people hear while crossing it. It is another fact proving the Mazurian character of the town. In 1915, the military tribunal of the 20th Army Corps, Elk's barracks belonged to it before the First World War, recorded witnesses' and victims' statements on the crimes committed during the short Russian occupation. The records stated that Polish was still spoken in many places in Mazuria. The other name of the bridge refers to Tymoteusz Gizewiusz, 1756 to 1817, and the events of the Napoleonic Wars period. He was an evangelic vicar, and from 1787 on, the supreme governor. He was both a loyal Prussian subject and a Polish language enthusiast. He was the head of the Polish Teachers' College that had been established thanks to General Günther, the commander of the garrison in Elk. On the 14th of January 1813, Tymoteusz Gizewiusz greeted the Tsar of Russia, Alexander I, at the Polish gate. The Russian ruler was welcome as a liberator. The Tsar spent the night at the castle to continue the pursuit of Napoleon's defeated army. Much more famous than Tymoteusz was his nephew Gustav Gizewiusz, 1810-1848, one of the most remarkable people in the history of Mazuria. Educated at the secondary school in Elk and university in Königsberg, for most of his life was an evangelic clergyman in Ostruda. He devoted his life to education. He edited the first lay newspaper for Mazurians, Przyjaciel Ludowiecki, Elk's People's Friend. He opposed mindless Germanization of the Mazurian education. His Die polnische Sprachfrage in Preußen, Polish language in Prussia, and Skarga Mazura, Mazurian's complaint, prove that he was an outstanding writer. As a generous and kind person, he helped the poor by giving them bread bought for his own money. After the war, Lützen, Giżycko, was given his name, although he had nothing in common with it. With Gizewiusz Bridge, or Powoli Brücke as you like it, the very town of Elk started. There used to exist here the Polish gate, whose name showed that it led towards the border with Poland. Behind the gate were two cemeteries, Jewish and Catholic.